fuck it, rise up in me, kneel down, clear the stone of leaves. I wander out where you can't see, inside my shell I wait and bleed.
Editor Jamie Pennick, and this is the Daily Audio Update for Sunday, October 26th, 2008. Failed to get together my normal guys for an audio roundtable today due to conflicting schedules. So we are going to do a staff roundtable hopefully tomorrow night to get more perspective on last night's UFC 90 show. But I wanted to drop in today with my thoughts from last night's show at least, which was a good one. Very good show, with two disappointing fights out of the six that were shown on the pay-per-view, including the main event with Patrick Cote going down with a freak knee injury in the third round, but had some good action in that main event before he went down there. But we'll start at the beginning. Sean Sherk, Tyson Griffin, you knew they were going the distance. The two of these guys, neither one is going to get taken out of a fight unless it's against someone. Obviously, the caliber of BJ Penn to take out Sean Sherk. And Tyson Griffin and Sean Sherk here, both guys, just absolute stand-up war throughout this entire fight. Neither really tried to take it to the ground. Sherk got it there a couple times, but quickly got back up. He said in his post-fight interview that he felt he was winning the stand-up, so he's comfortable keeping it there. This was just awesome stuff from start to finish. Griffin comes out to Eye of the Tiger to start the show off. You can't get any better than that. Starting with that show, with that song to start a show for a night of fights. That's the only way to get it going, and it really gets you amped up for a fight card. And you know, this was a perfect fight to start off the night. Sherk and Griffin gave it their all through three rounds. You know, I had Sherk winning the first two rounds for sure. I had it slightly edged to him in the third round, and one of the judges agreed with me, had it 30-27 for Sherk. The other two 29-28. It was a unanimous victory for Sherk. But it was a lot closer than that might suggest, because Griffin was there toe-to-toe with Sherk the entire time. But simply, Sherk was landing more, and his shots were more damaging than Griffin. But that fight in and of itself was almost worth the price of this. And with what we got in the next fight, as well as the semi-main event, the co-main event, if you will, this was definitely well worth the price of admission and the price paid for this show. Speaking of that next fight, it was Fabricio Werdum taking on Junior Dos Santos. You know, I mentioned in the pre-show audio that I was tempted to put a bet down on Dos Santos simply because of the line coming into this, and he made a statement in his UFC debut here. Fabricio Werdum talked about feeling slighted that he wasn't involved in the heavyweight tournament, that he was leapfrogged by Frank Mir and Brock Lesnar, and he's here taking on the UFC newcomer, who was 6-1 coming into this fight, but no one had seen much of him. I had seen a little bit before last night's fight, just going on and looking at some stuff coming into it, and his training and different things, and, you know, he's got fast, hard hands, and he got himself a highlight knockout that is going to be replayed for many years with that uppercut onto Werdum that on replay showed Werdum leaning right into it, getting it flush right on the jaw, right square on the jaw in front of his face, and Dos Santos, 1 minute 21 seconds, knocks out Fabricio Werdum. Absolutely shocking finish. and shocking knockout, but one hell of a way to introduce yourself to the UFC fans and to the UFC locker room and everything with this. That was just a great victory for Dos Santos, and it tosses Verdum down the ladder. The fight next that many people were looking forward to, Rich Kilmeny and Gray Maynard, was a kind of a big disappointment for me. Maynard had some nice slams on Kilmeny through all three rounds, but outside of that, he didn't do much of anything on the ground. There wasn't much in the stand-up game. It was the takedowns that were the factor in this fight, and it went the distance, and there wasn't much going on. And so it was a bit disappointing because we were expecting a lot more out of these two in that. But the next fight completely made up for that and made this night well worth it. Josh Koscheck on short notice taking on Thiago Alves. And, I questioned whether we would see if Thiago Alves was for real or if Matt Hughes was simply that far gone. And you know what? Alves is for real. He punished Josh Koscheck with leg kicks throughout this three rounds. He launched some body shots and some nice combinations that had Koscheck reeling. He almost finished Koscheck twice in this fight, and you got to give Josh Koscheck a lot of credit for not only surviving but staying in there, pressing the action to the end. He continued to trade and to land some shots of his own. He didn't win any round, but he held his own and he stayed in there. And on short notice, if he's not medically suspended, he may still fight again in December. But Thiago Alves, you know what? He deserves the next shot at, he deserves the first shot, I should say, at the winner of George St. Pierre and BJ Penn. Because that was an absolutely awesome performance out of Thiago Alves. And, really, really good fight. And this, along with the Shirk Griffin fight and the Fabricio Verdum getting knocked out by Junior Dos Santos, those three made this well worth your pay-per-view dollars, even if the main event was disappointing and the Kilmeny Maynard fight was disappointing. Speaking of that main event, it was a semi-tentative two rounds, basically, and Patrick Cote becomes the first person to take Anderson Silva to the third round in the UFC, but lasted a whole 39 seconds as his knee popped out on him and buckled him, and he went down injured 39 seconds into the third round. Highly disappointing end for Cote especially, but Silva was disappointed in it. He didn't want to take a win that way. He's a fighting champion, obviously. He's one of the best fighters in the world. And he showed it in spurts in this fight, but he was really tentative through two rounds, and he was, he's ready to take this. I firmly believe he probably would have ended it, if not in the third round, it wouldn't have taken long into the fourth, but, he almost had it a couple times. Cote's got a chin, and, Silva took his time, but had a couple of spurts in both the first and the second round, where he nearly had Cote. He landed on a high kick that and some knees that almost had Cote rocked, but it was both rounds were De Silva in there, and then Cote seemed to have tweaked the knee in the second round, or it looked like it was a knee or an ankle or something that Joe Rogan pointed out during the second round, and then comes out in the third round and kind of hops to do a kick or to throw a punch or to do something. And on one of the hops, his knee just went out. Freak injury. Nothing you can do about it. I mean, he's a fighter. He wanted to fight. And Herb Dean had to stop the fight because he went down like that. And it's highly disappointing, especially for Patrick Cote, because this was his shot. It's disappointing for all those that were in attendance. But it is what it is, and there's not much else you can do about it. The only prelim fight that was shown was Talis Lytus against Drew McFedries, and Lytus picked up a nice rear naked choke submission minute and 18 seconds into the first round. And that's all we got for fights on this show. Looking at the results of some of the prelims, you saw that most of them went the distance or into the third round, including the submission of the night with Spencer Fisher getting a nice triangle victory over Shannon Gugerty. And they showed that finish. But, you know, all in all, it was a good night of fights outside of the disappointing main event and the lackluster Clemente-Maynard fight. But Sean Sherk and Tyson Griffin put on one hell of a lightweight display, and Thiago Alves and Josh Koscheck had themselves a war in the welterweight division. So it was a good night. It was well worth your money if you paid for it. It was an enjoyable night of fights. I would have liked to see more in the main event, and would have liked to see more, seen more out of Clemente and Maynard, but, you know, you can only do so much. So, speaking of the fight last night, the crowd at the Allstate Arena was sold out. It was 15,359 fans, and the live gate was 2.8 million, breaking the previous record held by WrestleMania 13 from 1997. So, UFC continues their streak of opening in new markets and breaking out, breaking down live gate records, and it's another success for the UFC. And you know, we're just a couple of weeks away now from Couture Lesnar, just a couple of weeks away, and you know, I absolutely cannot wait. But we will. I will hopefully be joined tomorrow night by Matt Pelkey and Jason Bent and Sean Ennis for a review of this show to get their thoughts after going through it in the preview on Friday night. So thank you for sticking around with us and checking out our coverage last night. Sean's was late this morning, so you probably didn't get to see it till today as he was cheering on his Phillies, as he is doing as well tonight in the World Series. So we'll hopefully be joined by more tomorrow, but that's what I got for you tonight. So this is Jamie Pennock signing off.